What?
Tomorrow, I'm getting ready.
Tomorrow. Yeah, but it's not so hard. It looks harder than it is. I mean, it's for the most math gemaras in Shas, but okay. Yeah. So we learned yesterday about Migud Avadefili and Sukkah Avadefili and Shabbos and Uvad and Faket, which means that let's say for Shabbos of Sukkot it's a Daifin. For Shabbos it's a Daifin, so it would work for Sukkah. And so too, if it's for Sukkah a Daifin, so it would work for Shabbos. Zaktimar another halacha. V'amar Rabba. Sichech agabe pasi b'rayis. We learned already about pasi b'rayis on the Avdala Ramah Beis. That's when you go to a well, and on Shabbos, and the other golem went to a well, and there was, you want to drink from the well, but the well's in a shusar avim. So we said, if you just put four, the yumdin, which is a tefach over here, and a tefach over here, a tefach on all sides, then that's enough to carry. So ksheira, that's enough for Shabbos. So since that's enough for Shabbos, so we say, so Rabbi was saying that migud avidayf on the Shabbos, avidayf on the sukkah. Even though for sukkah normally each time chasam shlisa for the tefach, but over here will be enough because once it works for Shabbos, it works for sukkah. For Shabbos it makes it just a yachid, so it works for sukkah also. So we need it all. Which we need now all three cases. Which the value we're going to go with two from yesterday. Diyash mina mavui by mavui. Mavui is two parallel walls, so it works for Shabbos with a lechi. You don't need a tefach seichik, like we said yesterday. You don't need a tefach seichik in order to make it into like four tefachim, and then that's when it's kosher for sukkah. So we say once for sukkahs. But for Shabbos, if you once you have two walls parallel, you have a lechi, you're fine. Zakta Gemara, the reason why, so over there we say migad avidayfali in Shabbos, avidayfali in sukkah. So the yashmin and mavi mishram the ikash state fun is ma'isa. By a mavi, these two complete walls. Aval gabi pasi b'rayis, by this case of pasi b'rayis, the lekar state fun is ma'isa. But there aren't two complete walls at all, right? There's only four small walls, each one's a tefach. A malai, maybe over there doesn't work. It means maybe over there you won't say migui.
Each wall is two tefach by pasi b'rayis. One on each side.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. Okay. So, yeah. So, therefore, since it's not a wall, so Mela, you won't say Migad Avidayfil in Shabbos, Avidayfil in Sukkah. So, therefore, Kamash Malon, that's why the Gemara had to say Befeish, Rabbi had to say Befeish, that over there also I say Migad Avidayfil in Shabbos, Avidayfil in Sukkah. Once it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah on Shabbos. Sukkah always. Yeah. Viyash mean a Pasibir Ayis, let it just say Pasibir Ayis, that it works. Since it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkot, so I know all other cases. Mishum the Ikka Sham Abat Vans. Over there, the Maisa, there is four walls. Aval Sichich Agabe Mavoy, the Lekka Sham Abat Vans, by Mavoy. You're right, there's two, there's complete walls, but it's only two. If Pasib Yoyis, the Maisa, it's on all four sides. So over there, you would say, Dafka by Pasib Yoyis, once it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkot. Masha Ein Kain, by Mavoy, where it's only two complete walls. Maybe over there you won't say Emalai, maybe you won't say Migad Avadayfali in Shabbos, Avadayfali in Sukkah. So that's why I need to say both cases. Now, why do I have to say the third case? Mitzicha, Diyashmin and Hanachtati over there, what was the third case? That was the first case of the Gemara, that Shtayim Kilchasan, Ushlish Sefer Tefach, once it works for Sukkah, it works for Shabbos. So why do I say such a case? Zakta Gemara, Diyashmin Hanitati Mechamita Lekilta. Because by these two cases, it's going from Shabbos, which is Chama, to Sukkah, which is Kal. Aval mikil to lechamita emaloi, from Kal to Chama, from Sukkah to Shabbos. Mechates to say it. Tzricha. Shabbos is more Chama. So mechates to say, once it works for Sukkah, it works for Shabbos. That's why it needs to say this case. Therefore, we need Rabbi to teach you all three cases that I say migud. Right, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, only works for Shabbos and Sukkot. Not only.
But you have right away a kasha because by Marvel, if you put a lechi by the Marvel, which is not even a tefach, it works for Shabbos, but it doesn't work for Sukkot. So you see that it doesn't work. You see, you can't say.
You don't say. You don't say every case. That's true. You don't say every single case. Tefach seichik over there, we say works.
Yeah, but
you know, saying the chametel kilt is not a right. It's not a perfect.
Yeah,
no. Oh no, that's exactly.
No, I'm telling you, the migul doesn't always work.
Yeah. Okay. We learn already that all of them. Right. So now we're just explaining why Rabbi had to say it in all three cases. We're just repeating it. The Mishnah said halacha that if the sechach had more chama than tzeil, it's possible. Tanu rabbanon chamsa machmas sichuch, but loy machmas tfanis. The sun is coming from the sechach and not from the walls. That means sun coming from the walls is not a problem. Which means you could have glass walls and there's more sun. You're sitting completely in sun. Still, the sun's over here and the sun's going right in. Still, there's no problem. So now, what does that mean? That means it's the schach that have to make tzel. So let's say I would have see-through schach. That won't be good?
No.
It wouldn't?
No.
No means not good?
It's not good. Sure.
Really? I'm talking about, let's say it's kosher schach. It's gedulei kaka. It's not good?
The Biskirov,
they declare that if what's glass made out of sand? Is sand gedulei the kaka or not? Very negay legabe Hilchos Shabbos. Legabe Teichen. Whatever. But let's say it's not gedulei kaka, it's kaka. So if someone's masacha with glass, So the shot is that's considered gedulei kaka. Let's say that's considered that it is offer. No, is that gedulei kaka or not? Or that's kaka itself, and we need gedulei kaka. But let's say, so again, so let's say you could use glass. So we're telling you that's clawed, that that's awesome?
Sure it's possible.
I'll sell?
Sure, that's
Or you could say along this that the shot isn't giving you shade is had a taich that it has to be a zasichov that could give you shade. That means it shouldn't be eerie. Not that the schach itself doesn't give you shade.
Protect you from the rain. Said that the glass
not protect you from the rain.
One is that it's
no, that means that if I have 49% schach, and the rest is ear, then it's possible.
Two separate psalm, because we see a case of where you have a.
What's you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I said, what's the case? Okay. How do you
the second. He wants to bring it right. I don't know, that's it.
The second time?
Oh. Well, Pashas, I would say the second side.
Really?
The din sale is just to make it a sichel.
The words.
Right, is how that it has to be 51%. Yeah, at night. There's no sun, so it's possible?
No.
I was saying the other way. I was saying the other way. Maybe at night. No, you're right. You're saying like me.
No, because it keeps out a lot of the heat. Just because let's know the light doesn't mean anything.
So let's say you have a chati is not, or less than the.
I'll bring a raya. What chach has to do with the anani yakov? We say the sukkah is the zeichel anani yakov.
No.
What the anani yakov do? Protected him from the heat from the sun.
No.
I'm saying it stopped the sun.
No, but now when that.
But still had R.
But now that I have a schach. What schach is. Now I have schach. I have 51% schach. The rest is ear. But the 51% is made out of glass. So I'm completely.
Glass keeps out the heat, it just lets in light, or it keeps out some stuff. So that's enough to make sale.
Oh, so Ramazal saying stam, a technical thing. He's saying, you think that glass doesn't keep out any sun? It does. Very minute. That's what you mean?
There's different kinds of ray. Ultraviolet ray. And there's also heat.
So that's the answer.
I want to say like this, that...
I just want to get back down. From this Gemara, the Gemara says that you need chamsa machmas sichuch and not machmas tfanis. That means you can completely sit in sun and there's absolutely no problem. Right?
As long as you have schach,
that gives tzel. Now, it's not giving tzel to anything. You're sitting in the sun, right. The schach is there that could give tzel. Okay? So now we're just clearing that if the schach is made out of glass, and it's not giving tzel, but it might be a kosher.
What's the half a minute that the schach doesn't have to be bar sichuch? Meaning, why wouldn't I stick with that takira? If the still light comes in from the walls, then it's okay, because the ma'aseh have schach. I have tzel of schach, which
but
is
I'm
fine.
But I'm sitting completely. I'm sitting completely in chama.
Because we just magged that you have to have schach. That's kosher. Right, you have to have schach. That's
on top, Okay, when the sun's on top, when we measure
12 o'clock,
the bottom.
Right, let's see.
So now, over here, we have a case over here of a...
Yeah, you take it. Right?
Yeah. So here it's a psul of Avi. Yeah. Well, what do you mean to have a psul of Avi? What about the fact that if you have Yeh Shreva B'nei Kamoisen, automatically you're going to have that on the bottom, there's more...
There's more Cham.
Yeah. So we're talking about a case where there's really thick Schach. So there on the bottom...
You'll have more tzeh. That's because that's a shame sicha.
I'm saying over here the issue is when the sun's on top, how much tzeh the taka accomplishes.
Okay, this is a big clown d'achan. But anyways, so over here the Gemara is telling you that you need chamsa machmas sicha. Rabbi Yishai Amar, af machmas tefanis. The tefanis also have to give tzeh. Zok the Gemara, Amar Aviyem Abasham.
They also have to give
him a room at all, sir? Yeah. What's the reason for this? Why would the Tfanis have to give tzel? The Mo'ad Chsiv is a kaisa ala oranes apereches. Pereches was a wall. Pereches mechitza. Because kairach manas chacha. And the Tfanis says, v'sa kaisa. It should cover you. It should protect you. So what do I see? I'm a mechitza. Kischach bin on. See, I see that the mechitza has been like schach. So that's a good riot. It's a Gemara v'Rabbana.
Yes.
Why not? What do you mean? I see mechitza is called tzchach.
Because we call it tzchach, therefore it has the din of tzchach and tzukas?
No, in order for it to shame mechitza, it needs to have the effect of...
Of giving shade. It means if it's called tzchach, it has to have some connection to tzchach. Not tzukas, but tzchach means tzichach, which gives tzel. So that means you can't make a glass wall, maybe. So the Gemara v'Rabbana, nahu d'necha v'porta, the Mexican tzchach. Over there we were talking about the pereches was hanging a little bit on top, so had part of it was schach also, right? It wasn't just a wall hanging, it was also hanging, it went over a little bit on the krashim.
What do you do with the cases of lava? What do you do with passi berars? Over there you have this first note sale from
the rub is really upshot.
And he said when you have all the ways you're doing tefanis with lava and
no, the reason why over there was called sakaisa.
No, we have a stream.
No, over there was called you need tefanis. How do you have tzel tefanis when you only have when you only have a beam in each corner?
That we don't pass like a beishia. Besh is another Tana, we don't go with it.
Let's say I tell you if I can't. That Yesh is not going like the world. The material that you're using for this chach needs to have a tzeldik function. Okay. However much is a kashrut, part of the wall, it needs to have, so you only need three chutim.
Okay.
So that's what you need, that it needs, you can't use a glass chut.
Okay.
According to Yesh, how can Pasi Barayas be good?
Yeah, Nechrami. First of all, okay. Yeah, Zog Dima Abayit. I'm a Abayit.
He wrote like the diagram in Rashi, not like the diagram there.
I'm a Abayit. Rabbi, Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Acherim. All these mandamim, kulu svirilu, sukkah diaz kva b'ino. The sukkah needs to be a diaz kva. Zog Dima Rabbi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehme, kol sukkah, she'im ba'aba amas, ala ba'amas psula. So Rabbi says that you need a large sukkah. Why do you need a large sukkah? What's wrong with Zion al Zion? Because you needed to have somewhat of a kva. Again, these don't mean that you mean mamish kva. It just means more of a kva than you think so. It means it has to have some kviya, some dir.
Therefore, bias.
Right, it has to have something more than just a regular small little hut. So it has to be dalit al dalit. Rabbi Netanya, no. Rabbi Yeshi, Adam and Rabbi Yeshi said that the walls need to give shade. It means it's not enough just that you can't be sitting in sun. You have to be sitting in shade. Abiyuda says that it's kasha. So I see that his sukkah can be so large and it's still kasha because this.
What about Sadiris Kfab Inon? He's okay with it.
Oh, it's kasha. Very good kasha. You don't see it. He says that it's also good.
Right.
So over here, it's not the pshat is that the reason Taisa says, Mahadim Machshah Ma'al Machashram, that we rug alasas to kasha Diris Kfab. The reason why he did it was because he was ruggled to it. That's why he said it's kosher. It's not stam that he said it was kosher.
You said adrab, it's better.
Yeah. Reb Shimon de Tanya, basically, chasam and gimel afil tafach. We paskin that your two walls and the third one is a tafach is enough. Reb Shimon and gimel kachasam vadal afil tafach. So why does he say that you need three? Obviously, you need more kva, you need more of a bias to it. Reb Gamliel de Tanya, is sukasa b'resha gala b'resha svina. Reb Gamliel paisel. Rabbi Gamliel says you can't make your sukkah on top of a carriage, on top of a boat.
Yeah, the Babichu, that's puzzle.
The Babichu?
The sukkah is on top of the truck, it's puzzle.
So what do you see? You see that sukkah there is kvar. The reason why you can't make it on top of a boat is because there's no kvar over there.
Why is
it
there? People have houseboats. And it's a
deer's
kvar.
So Rashi explains that it's a tall boat and the wind blows it, and it takes it in.
It's not like today's boat.
So it's shaky. If he anchors the boat in the...
Oh, then okay, then it does everything boat. Yeah, nechonam. B'shamay, it's not me shayyo yishaviyu b'sukkah v'shachana v'sikha. B'ayis, b'shamay, paisa v'sul makshirin. So, now, what does that mean? That means if you're not comfortable in your sukkah, so b'shamay passes. Now, the problem is, it's not the case. The problem over there is you can have a large sukkah, right, but your shulchan's out of the sukkah. So that's only Al's Gzeir, Shem Yimashachach Shachana. So you don't see anything about the deer that you need kvar.
No, but while you're being doing it, while you're being in the middle of sukkah, the shaman needed that you tackle with and gan some yushim.
I understand, but it's not a din of the deer, it's a Gzeir, it's Gzeir.
You know, he held up
the etzmi,
not
guilty in the tzuris. I understand, but that's not the din of the tzuris
adira.
It's the din of the person that he might be a mishami
imashe. It's a midah of tzuris.
We said it's two machlekes.
Yeah, poistel means that the
sukkah
is pasul, not
that the tzuris. Oh, right. So you're saying over the, right? It means it's a pasless. We said two. We said one is the size that we hold vav avav the etzmi should be good. The shami says zayin. They're arguing on both. So this, which is this one? Paisan is saying from the Lashon Paisan is mashma the size. Very good. Rabbi Lezer.
Well, Rashi says it's the right Latashmas for even. So even if it's a large sukkah.
No, that's where other Latashmas. Shemi's right. Fakat. Rashi's mash like him. It's like we're talking about a small sukkah. Rabbi Lezer, the Tanan Isa Sukasa come in Srif. Srif is like this. It has no schach. It's just two walls like this. Aisha Sam, TV, right? Aisha Sam Chalakaisel.
Oh,
or you leaned it on a wall. So Rabbi Lezer paisel if you shein lagag. So what does it mean ain lagag? So man, it's not a nice dira. It doesn't have a roof. It's also felt in a bias. Becham machshin. There's one house in Lakewood that has that, right?
In Princeton,
Aliyah Levine's house. Yeah. Aliyah Levine owns that house. Yeah, because he holds. You're not supposed to sell your first house. He's still gonna sell. Anyways, yeah. So over here, so it says that. So in the guy, b'cham machshir, achirim. Who's that? The tanya achirim. I'm sukkah. So you kashayvach psula. B'shein lazavi is a sukkah that's made round. It's possible because there's no corners. What does that have to do with this kva?
You can't put your table in the corner. You can't put your chair in the corner. It's hard to use. Basically, you have no walls. In other words, when a person
it's not traditional.
It's not a traditional home, it's
Felt and Bayis. Felt and Bayis, that's normal. Okay, so that's what we're saying. All this man, the Amim hold, this kva. Again, we're saying it's not really kva. We're just saying it looks more like a Bayis. And tomorrow we'll continue from the biggest math, Amudim in Shas.